Recording. All right. So, again, this is Bethany, and this is our third Stand Out Like a Rock Star, Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rock Star hot seat, and our mini hot seats. So you can just start cue to raise your hand, and we'll start the cue here. And while you're doing that, if you have questions or want some feedback, you can just hit star two. I want to tell you about one announcement and one comment that I want to make, because I thought it was really cool. So my announcement is, and I think you know all this, but I wanted to remind you that this Friday, which is September 27th at 11 Eastern, is your strategy session selling bonus call with me. And I've taught this so many times, and every time I teach it, it's more incredible, more amazing. It's just, you know, gathering more information from the sales that I do with Margaret, and any kind of, you know, Margaret and I are totally dedicated to getting out there and getting the most current information. So every time I teach it, it's just, it keeps getting bigger and more amazing and more incredible information for you guys. So you get to benefit from that. So I just wanted to remind you again that your strategy session selling bonus will be September 27th at 11 Eastern. So that's this Friday at 11 Eastern. So again, if you, you know, have been exposed to this before, I still recommend you go and you listen, because it's going to be jam-packed. I've already been preparing, and it's going to be a jam-packed call. And I have so much to teach you. In fact, I'm not even going to have time to do to have any questions. But I've taught it so many times again that I have lots of, I gather all the questions, and I will be sure to answer most of them. And if not, you can bring any questions you have to the hot seat, or even Facebook. But yeah, it's going to be incredible. And like I said, we just keep gathering the most current information, and you get access to it. So that's this Friday. And then also, I know that you remember this too, but I just like to remind you that you have your other bonus with Margaret, and that's going to be October 4th, also at 11. So that's a Friday at 11 Eastern, and that's the charisma, the, really tapping into your charisma for videos and sales and being on stage and everything. So that's going to be an incredible call. I know that's going to be awesome. So those are the two bonuses I wanted to just bring to your attention, just to remind you. And then the other piece that I wanted to bring in today was, so here we are in our third hot seat. And for those of you who are in Stand Out and Get Paid Like a Rock Star, you have heard that we also invited our rock stars and our Rock Stars on a Mission. That's our year-long coaching program. We invited them to be with us as well, and that's one of the perks that you get for being a rock star. And I just want you to, what I wanted to bring to your attention was notice, if you're noticing how, and if you're not, then just pay attention to some of the questions that the rock stars may ask, and maybe they sound more polished or more put together. So I don't want that to make you nervous or dissuade you. I want to just remind you that they have been at this for a while. They've been at this for at least a few months, if not longer, and have been getting regular feedback and working with each other to get feedback. And they've honed it. So I want to remind you that this is a process. But at the same time, I think it's awesome that you get access to hearing our rock stars and hearing how they've put their opening mission statements together, how they're working through their before and after pictures or their talks, or because they've been asking some advanced questions that maybe are beyond you right now potentially, but you get to put those in your back pocket and you get to use those later. So you're getting these incredible bits of gold just by listening to folks who are, you know, ahead of you. So use that as an incredible opportunity to get some, you know, advanced moves, to see what it's like when you've been working through this, you know, for a bit. And know that, of course, you can take what you do right now in this time that we have together and absolutely put it out there. And just know that you're going to be tweaking as you go. And by the way, that process never ends. I know I've said that before, but I just wanted to remind you again that this tweaking, this refining process, it really happens all the time. And, you know, you may put it away for 6 months and then you'll come back and you'll see how much you've changed, how the clients that you're working with have changed. Maybe you've honed in a little bit more on exactly who you love to work with, your perfect, you know, rock star customer. And so then your marketing and this language is going to change. So the beauty is you work through it now. You're putting the hard work in. You're putting in the effort. You're listening to the calls. You're doing the work on the calls. You're here at these hot seat calls. And just, I'm just going to encourage you to put as much effort and time into it as you can right now, because once you get the skill down, once you've done it and you've worked through it and you've received feedback on it, you don't have to relearn that skill again. You get to now apply it again 6 months from now, and you get to just, it'll be more fun. It'll be more, sometimes the first time around it's challenging. I think it's exciting, but it's also really challenging, which is why we really want to support you. And then later on it can be a little bit more fun since maybe the pressure's off, but you get to, see how what you're saying now is impacting people. You get to have feedback as you're saying your opening mission statement, as you're preparing for a talk, or as you're, just looking at the clients and doing those interviews that I told you about. If you are starting to do those now, then you're getting feedback, and it's only going to just, you know, every time you redo it, it's just going to get more and more incredible. But at the same time, as you're looking and seeing how much, you know, refining there may be, also at the same, you know, the flip side of that coin is we're going for good enough, perfectly good enough, in fact, so that it's perfectly just fine for this moment and for where you are right now. So you can breathe that in and, you know, not get so stressed about it, but also put in your best effort right now while we're here together. And that was our intention, because we have found that when you set aside this time, you're listening to those calls, you're coming here on the hot seats, it's the best time to just pull up your sleeves and really dive right in. So those are my announcements, and you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, and I'm going to get to as many of you as I can. So get to our first one right here. Okay, so it's, there we go. All right, so I've got 661 Skype user.
Hello. Hello, Bethany. Is this me?
It is you. Hello. Hi, Heidi. Great to see you.
I hear you, actually. Got some questions on. We're rolling out our Midlife Prep School, Midlife Mastery. And
great.
I've got some questions on the best way, looking at some joint venture, possibly climbing into that a bit. And I was wondering the best way is cracking goes.
Okay, so the best way to crack into joint ventures?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is kind of, all right, so here's how we're going to put this in with the with our perfect customer. And this is why this perfect customer work, which is the foundation of Module 1 and why it's so important. So if some of you are not into joint ventures yet and you don't even know what that means, it's, you know, partner when you're ready to get your program or your product out there and you want to find some partners to mail to their email list or let their friends know about it so that you can not only grow your list but expand who is exposed to your product or your program. So, again, this is more of an advanced move. So take some notes and put this in your back pocket if you're not here in this moment right now. And, again, relating to our Module 1, the perfect customer work with the before and after picture. So one way to kind of crack into the joint ventures and at least see who might be a good one is to who is your perfect customer. And you want to look at, again, the before and after picture of who your perfect customer is. So who are they, seeing what you offer to them? What are the benefits they get from working with you? And then you want to brainstorm some people who may also be dealing with the same customers as you, but doing something a little bit different. So that's where this comes into play, because if I'm, and this is where you want to look at also your buckets, right? So your buckets in Module 3, when we're talking about bucketing your brilliance, so what services, what pieces do you offer your customers, right? So as you're looking down, suppose, you know, with midlife prep school, you've got a whole host of places that you take them, but maybe you're not taking these folks through, you know, maybe you're not doing anything with them related to money or wealth or finances or something, right? So you can look out there as far as people that you know or who works with midlife, with folks in midlife, and I would say people, you know, in the wealth industry, in finances, in investments, they're working with folks in midlife. And maybe they understand that, well, they're not going to work with some of this behind-the-scenes stuff, Heidi, that you're working with them, right? So you're doing more of the midlife and more of the inner work. Well, that would be like a great joint venture. That would be somebody who you could say, listen, and, you know, the way you crack in, of course, the best way to crack in is to have a relationship ahead of time, especially if this is your first time, you know, out of the gate with this. So it's brainstorming who you know and just making a list of basically anybody you know, anyone who's in coaching, anyone who's doing anything, checking in with your tribe also in, you know, within the rock stars as well, or even on the other Facebook groups. And then you start to look, okay, so here's what I do. I do the inner transformation work specifically, you know, maybe there's one piece of it. And then you could reach out to some of these folks, like I'm thinking like in finances or investments or where they're doing the financial work, but they're seeing people's mess. They know the mess that people are in. And if you can be the one to help them with that mess, wouldn't it help them be able to invest more money or be able to, you know, actually show up to these appointments and think about their money and their investments when their inner life is more put together and they're starting to step into their power and maybe even increase the money that they're bringing in. So you see how that kind of thinking will allow you to think outside the box and say, okay, so who else can I contact? Who else can I connect with? So you wouldn't necessarily want to contact folks who are in the same buckets as you. So when you're looking at Bucket Your Brilliance, you're doing more of the inner transformation work, is that, you know, you might not want to connect with other folks who are doing the, you know, doing the same kind of work as you. Because then you're that's weird. All of a sudden I'm hearing Can you hear that, Heidi?
Yeah, hold on.
What's happening?
That better?
Yes. I'm like, I'm hearing myself in my ears. This is so weird. So thank you. You don't want to ask somebody who's competing with you in that way, right? So what a great way to approach it, you know, if you have the exact same benefit, the exact same transformation, doing it the exact same way, then yeah, they're probably not going to want to joint venture with you. They're not going to want to connect with you. They're not going to want to mail out for you. However, there's an interesting thing that happens because you get somebody like, you know, Margaret, and has a rock stars and a mission, has a whole, this whole, you know, marketing and sales component. And then you get somebody like, and Margaret promotes videos and creating these incredible videos to market, right? So that's the platform that we stand on. But then you have somebody like Suzanne Evans, who does coaching. She does mindset work as well, differently than we do it, but she does mindset work as well. And she promotes videos and all that. So you might think that those two people would not want to mail and support each other. However, they found a way in that, you know, Margaret promotes videos while Suzanne Evans also has a video production company. So that's where they are able to connect and then mail for each other in that way. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you want to think outside the box and connect with people having these open conscious conversations and saying, look, how can we support each other? And is there a way that I can promote what I do to your people where I would reciprocate that for you? But, you know, we'll promote the different pieces, the pieces of us that are different, even though we in our business do some of the same things. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does. That it does.
Yeah. So that's So that's how you would, so again, if, unless you know people right off the bat, I would say start with, you know, looking at who your perfect customer is. You've got midlife. So where are these people hanging out? Where, what other conferences might they go to? Who else do you know in your own circle? Who else does the tribe know and other tribes that you might be in, other groups of folks who are doing this kind of work? Or but even starting with some of your friends, some of your clients even, you know, who might they know where, you know, that they might be able to bring in folks for you as well. Or they might know somebody like another, you know, again, looking for some advisors or wealth advisors or I'm trying to think of what other, you know, categories of people, but then having that conversation and offering, of course, that you would reciprocate, and because typically they're going to want a reciprocal, right? They're going to want a reciprocal mailing, is what we call it. If we connect with you, then you connect with, you know, we'll connect you with our people. So that
okay.
help you?
And then, oh, yes. And like in the case of ours where we don't have much of a list right now, as far
mm-hmm.
as being able to track affiliates,
mm-hmm.
right, to be able
right.
to pay them. And what is the best or, okay, at least, you know, a less expensive and or an easier way to get started that way, to be able to track them, give them their own link so that it's, so that the people are tracked.
Right, right. So, I mean, with that, I mean, one shopping cart, you know, but it's not that, it depends how much you want to spend on that. So you might want to start looking at just doing some investigating of some of the shopping carts. One shopping cart is one of the most popular ones right now. I know there's lots of other ones out there, but that seems to be the most well-tested and the most, you know, the best one out there. Either that or it's, you know, the honor system, depending on if, you know, if you're not dealing with a lot of people and there's, and the folks that you're hooking up with don't have a lot of people, you know, then there's sort of the honor system where you can, it, but it just depends on your relationship. You know, if you don't, without having to invest a ton of money right now, just saying, look, you know, I know that, you know, if you mail out for me and they tell me that they're from you, then I will absolutely, you know, I promise you I'll give you this much, you know, commission or something. That might be a good thing to also put out to the tribe as well.
Okay, or set up a separate call with them as well as a separate list on
mm-hmm.
the autoresponder. And
yep.
then when they do sign up, it's easy to track them that way.
Right, then you can do it that way. Yep, it'll be right in your separate little bucket on the autoresponder. Yep. Yeah, there's lots of low techy ways to do it. That's a great idea. And, you know, go for it and see where that takes you.
Yeah, awesome. All right, thank you.
My pleasure, Heidi. Thank you. That was an awesome question. So, again, just want to remind you and just show you how this foundational work that you're doing is exactly what you need to, that you're still going to be using even as you're doing more of these advanced moves and reaching out to partners to help mail for you. And I'm sure you folks have seen that before. They're called affiliates or joint ventures. All right, so remember, star 2 raises your hand. I want to get to all of you, and I would love to hear from all of you, so or as many of you as I can. So if you could definitely star 2, don't be shy. This is not the time for being shy. This is the time to dig in deep. And just even if your question seems silly, even if you just want to run something by me, I'd be happy to give you some feedback. I don't want you, you know, as you invest in these incredible courses that you're taking and these trainings, you know, you want to maximize and squeeze. We always say you want to squeeze every single drop that you can. And one way to do that is to star 2, raise your hand, and just be brave and go ahead and ask your question. And even if you, you know, just wanted to brainstorm something with me right now, we could absolutely do that as well. So we're going to run over to our next person. And I believe it's Martha. Hey, Martha.
Hi, Bethany.
How are you?
I am good. I woke up this morning feeling confused about all these videos. Well, one, I had questions about the mini video course, and you might be able to point me to a module on Rockstar that I haven't had a chance to listen to all of them on the program. But I'm kind of confused of, like, if I'm starting the basic website and, you know, I have an opt-in. My understanding is that the opt-in would be my mini video series. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's the idea?
Yes.
So how do I decide what content to put in a mini video series?
Perfect question. Good. Awesome. Great. So I love that question. All right. So, yeah, so we don't – we'll be in the Rockstars. We'll, what we ask our Rockstars to do is create a video mini course. So if any of you out there, again, another advanced move, you want to create an opt-in for your website, which means you want to have a – you want to give a gift, something of incredible value that people will put in their name and their email for, and then you get to communicate with them. So we love video. We think it's – we have great results with video. So creating a video mini course is a great way to show your expertise, to show to give people a taste and a hint of who you are, and create that likability factor and start to, you know, create fans who love your work. So you give this to them for free. And where your content comes from is actually Module 3, which is the bucketing your brilliance. So we will talk more about this in Rockstars, and we'll give you more of a step-by-step on how to create the videos. But right now, anybody can brainstorm the content and put out an incredible video with incredible content. So it's going to come from your bucketing your brilliance module. So as you put, we advise you to, you know, put everything in your buckets or packages, and that's how we want you to sell. And the strategy session selling bonus that you're all getting on Friday is a great, a fantastic tool to use to actually to offer and sell these packages that you've created in Module 3. So you want your video course to be a piece of your process, which you did in Bucketing Your Brilliance. You figured out sort of what your process is, and remember, we're going for good enough for now. And so your video mini course is going to be pieces of that. So what is, you know, as you're looking through your process that you would take people through, even if you're still doing it one-on-one or if you're doing it in groups, you know, kind of look at that process. What are some awesome, incredible things that you can teach or that you can show them, that you can inspire them with? Are there any statistics you have? What are some processes you can take them through? So if you do tapping, it could be tapping. It could be a visualization. It could be just explaining something that they really need to know. So you want to look at your process, look at what you teach, look at what where you take people from when they before picture, where they come in from the end point, the transformation, what are you doing with them in between? And that process, which is the bucketing your brilliance, what are some incredible things that people are always wowed with that you can teach in, you know, 3 to maybe 7 minutes? You don't want it to be too much, each video to be too much longer than that. And you want it to be awesome and incredible, which people are always afraid to give their best stuff, you know, right at the beginning. But what I want you to remember is that if you're taking someone through a process in a one-on-one session and it's like an hour, or you're teaching a group for an hour this process, they're going to have a different result, a deeper transformation than if you're doing it with them for 3 to 5 or 7 minutes. However, to expose them to something that they can take it and run with it and practice it and see how incredible it is, and you want them to have some kind of experience. So within this content, you want them to have a consciousness, an awakening, an understanding of something they didn't realize before, an aha moment, we say, right? You want them to be wowed, so you can do that with a visualization or a process. And when they do that, even if it's at 3 to 5 or 7 minutes, then remember the intention of the video mini course is that at the end of it, at the end of the 3 or 4 videos that you do, you want to invite them to a strategy session with you. You want to invite them to take the work further. So, you know, hey, guys, if you know, I know you had aha moments in video 1 where you saw this. I know you know, I took you to this place in video number 2. And in video number 3, we did this. if you had aha moments and you're ready to dive deep and take this further, I would love to talk to you about a strategy to that we can come up with. We'll look at, you know, look at where you are and see where you want to go. We'll come up with a strategy to get you there. So I would invite you to have a strategy session with me.
Okay.
And
okay, so it sounds like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Nope, go ahead.
Oh, it sounds like for me that the way that I used that Bucketing for Brilliance the first time we went through it was more to help me with packages, but going through that with the idea of creating a step process is
mm-hmm.
more what's going to help me, it sounds like. Okay, perfect.
Right. Yeah, and so, yeah, and so in the Bucketing Your Brilliance, yeah, it is to make the packages, but in those packages, we have to see, and again, it's, you know, where you are now, the process that you
right.
take people through. So one more tip when you're doing these videos and that content is you want to be making sure that as you're grabbing the best content, the most incredible content from that process, from those buckets, you also want to, as you're creating aha moments for them, reminding them, like you want to say these words, like, hey, wasn't that an awesome aha moment? Write that down. You know, you want them writing things down. You want to remind them of the aha moment that they just had. And because it's from your process, you want to allude to that in these, when you're talking to them. So, you know, this is like a little piece of this incredible process that I do. You know, in this process, and if you have a name for it, you know, if you're stepping into your power process or whatever. But if you have a process already with a name, that's great. If you don't, that's fine. Look, I have a 5-step process. This is like a tiny piece of it, and I just wanted to give it to you to have, allow you to have this aha moment now. So you want to include that. So I'm going beyond content and just trying to give you a window into how to structure it so that you're creating a hunger, so that you're letting them know, hey, there's more to this. And then when they get that, when they feel that subconsciously, they're ready for the end piece where you're like, hey, come to a strategy session. And they're like, oh, right, because there's more. Okay?
Okay. One more just quick clarification.
Go for it.
The way I'm saying it, this is great. This is often that's what you use. We have scripts to do like a short. If I wanted to have one for someone who just came looking for a strategy session, it would basically be this. I do this if you're feeling this, sign up for my strategy session. And then would you, is the kind of the content, would it be more on the homepage or about me where you would do the why story and kind of that, like, get to know me?
Mm-hmm.
That would just be
sure.
free to everybody, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, the big why story, yep. And that's module 6 if y'all haven't gotten to that yet.
Okay.
Yep, that's module
Perfect.
6. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Excellent.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks. Great questions. Yeah, so a little bit more about that big why story because it is module 6. If you haven't gotten to it yet, it's just a great tool. It's a great way, and you can put that in a video. You can put it like in the About Me section. It could even be part of the another video, you know, on your front page of your website. But the big why story is also used. Again, it's used to create fans, to create an emotional connection, which is really important when you are, and especially with all of us, right? Most of us here are working folks through a transformation. We're supporting clients from, you know, where they are to where they want to be, and it's, you know, goal-oriented, and they're going through some kind of challenge. You know, we've got big hearts in this, most of us, and I'm sure all of us do. And so you want to connect with these people. You want them to be able to see you, see who you are, see how you got here. Why are you doing this? Why is it so important? That is what creates fans for life. That is what brings people to you. And I know you've experienced that with Margaret. You've heard her story. You connect with her on that level. And it allows them to feel close to you. It allows them to resonate with you. So the big why story is really important. And you'll use that, like I said, on video. You'll use pieces of that in interviews. So we ask that you have different lengths of your big why story. So maybe you type it out. It's like 3 pages. We'll try a shorter version and talk it out and see how long it is because you're going to use it in talks. It'll come up in a talk that you give. And that's, of course, modules 4 and 5 where you create a talk in your 40 awesome minutes. And then module 5 is how to create the sales wraparound piece to that talk where you give a full awesome hour talk that has people hungering and wanting to work with you and wanting to and come to a strategy session, wanting to dive deeper with you, wanting to say yes to your offers and your packages. So the big why story will be used when you're giving a talk, but maybe not the whole 15-minute version, but you might want to practice like a little 5-minute or 3-minute version, right? The big why story also gives credibility to who you are. It's you know, I've been through this experience, and you can talk about your past life of what you did in corporate or what you did, you know, any other experience that you may have had can come into that big why story too. So it serves many purposes, puts you out as an expert, but also the main reason is to really connect your fans to you so that they can love you and really see who you are. And you don't have to do it, but we find that when you do and you let yourself open up in that way, it really allows more clients to come to you. So, so you just use it in talks, you'll use it in interviews. You know, here's why I do what I do. And then you can, you know, have just a couple sentences. And already you're doing what most people don't do. All right. Creating these fans that are connected to you. All right. So Star Trader, raise your hand. I'm going to hop over to, I believe this is Laura.
Hello?
Or maybe, hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Cool.
I was on the call last week. I was doing the sing-alongs.
Oh, sing-alongs, yes. Yep, gotcha.
I've been working on the buckets and the benefits, and I've gotten so many ideas that I'm not quite sure how to pare it down. So on the buckets, I have like a 1-hour event, a 2-hour event, a 3-hour event, so you can like do a behind the scenes thing at the show. You can do like the after party, so just kind of you get to experience more of it at the particular event. And then I had another idea of, okay, so the first bucket is a public show, and then you could hire me for a private show, and then like the big bucket is then we customize it and you get on the stage, you know, kind of a thing. So
mm-hmm.
So I'm not quite sure how to then pare it down and what to focus on first.
Okay. All right, good. So I guess you'll have to just describe to me a little bit more about, what you're imagining here with, because the behind the scenes of the show, so I guess the show is throwing me, how does that fit in to creating the sing-alongs? Just so I can have a clearer picture of where you're headed with this.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I was thinking is that they could, because on the other call or on this module, talking about like the process, like if you're
mm-hmm,
an artist,
mm-hmm.
to show people what the process is and how you go through something. So it's kind of like take them behind the scenes that, you know, here, let's see what it looks like to get ready for the show, you know, and or you can take a picture with me.
Okay.
See how we set up, and just to kind of like a peek behind the magic is what I was
thinking. Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Okay. So let's see. So what you want to do, so what you're mainly focusing on, from my understanding, is creating the sing-alongs for the grandparents, right?
Yeah,
and,
so like,
right.
Like a create a memory for like them and the grandkids. So like,
absolutely.
Both of them would be able to come behind us.
Great. Okay, good. So if that's the main piece of it and that's, you know, where we're going, I see what you're talking about with these other buckets, but what I think would be some, let's see if we can throw out some other ideas here, because I want to stick with that piece of with creating that for the grandparents and the grandkids, and what could 3 buckets be around that? Because what ends up happening with some artists is, you know, we have painters sometimes who are, you know, displaying their artwork, and it's sometimes challenging for them to create a bucket around their process, right? But with
right.
you might not even have to go to this, so you could go this other way about the show and what it would be look like and behind the scenes of the show and the after party. Like, that's actually exciting if you were showing folks how to sing, and I think, you know, giving them some sneak peeks into what it would look like to be a singer at a show or something. But since I'm going to assume probably these folks aren't really going to be, maybe not, maybe, but going that far into their singing career, right?
Right.
What might be some great another idea here for your three buckets might be, so if we're doing a sing along, and I feel like I remember you saying this last time because you had some really great ideas, was that, you know, the first bucket might be they hire you just and you brainstorm like one song with them or together or something, and maybe this, so let me throw this out and then you come back with what, how that feels to you, and we'll expand from there. The second bucket might be you, it's a little bit more in depth with you, so maybe you come up with two songs or something and you meet with them twice or something like that. And then maybe the third bucket is, you know, all together there's like three or four meetings, you're producing it with them, you're recording it with them or something like that. So because I don't exactly know, you know, where you're going with this, those are some ideas.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't either because I'm just getting started. I'm branching out from, I'm just doing it as a volunteer thing to kind of figure out what. Now that would be awesome. That'd be a lot of fun.
Does that seem like some feasible buckets where, you know, again, the intention of the buckets is the first one is minimal, you know, more minimal interaction. It's lesser expensive. Right, many of the mid and the upper range. So by the time you get to the third bucket, it's a way more in-depth process where I would imagine you. So sometimes it's easy to go with the first and then the third, and then the second is like a little less than the third. Typically is how I like to look at it. But with the third process, you know, I imagine them. You know, it's maybe a whole day. Like you get to spend a whole day together, and you get to meet the grandparents, you get to meet the grandkids, you know, you watch them interact together, you ask lots of questions, you find out what they love, and it's this whole day of maybe interaction or like a, you know, 5 hours of interaction or something, and maybe you start brainstorming the song together or something like that. They all have a piece of it, and then you take it home, you tweak, and you tweak the song, and then you come back. And then you show them the song, you allow them to record it together, you sort of set that up for them. You know, it's like this whole 2 days of, you know, you're diving deep with them, and it's, you know, this whole fun, incredible, creative process that they get to be more involved in. They get to experience each other in a totally different way. You know, there's that whole piece of it. And then there's the, you know, final recording of it or something. Whereas the first one, potentially, you may just have like a questionnaire that they fill out or something, right? So they fill out a questionnaire. Maybe you talk to them for like half an hour or something. You're not even talking to the grandkids, you're just talking to the grandparents or something, or whoever's hiring you. And then you're going to just, you know, have some questions, maybe just a questionnaire that they fill out. Maybe it's not even a talking on the phone. And it's, you know, you go create the song and you like send it to them. And like, okay. That's it. You know, so that's like the first bucket. And so see how it's way less communication with you, way less interaction with you, way less work on your part, I'm assuming. I don't know how, you know, I'm sure it's a lot of effort to put in a song. But maybe, you know, and they only get one song. They don't get a choice of two. You know, where maybe in the second one, the second bucket, they maybe get a choice of two songs. You might put a couple together. Maybe you spend a little more time with them, or there's, you know, maybe there's like you talk to the parents and the grandkids or something on the phone. And maybe the third one is you're meeting in person, or it's, like I said, a more in-depth, you know, if they're not right by you, obviously it wouldn't make sense to go spend the day with them. But you can find other ways of being creative and gathering more information and having longer conversations and, you know, being like a detective and gathering information and data or something. That sounds fun to me.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I know you're sort of volunteering, but I would definitely put prices and attach prices to all of these, you know, figure out. So now you kind of want to figure out about how much work there is. And then what are the transformations of each? You know, the first one is, yeah, they come up with a great song. They get to, you know, so they get a great song, and it's an individualized song that, you know, nobody else would have. You know, the third bucket is it's this experience, you know, you know, you're coming in and you're really getting to know who they are. And so it's more original. It's who they are. It's incorporating all their personalities, how they connect, how they interact with each other. You're the artist seeing, catching all these pieces, all these nuances, you know, that they wouldn't even see. They get the bonus of having you, the artist, connecting and seeing these things that they wouldn't even see themselves. And coming up with, you know, this incredible, you know, crafted song totally based on their personalities, who they are. In the benefits section, you talk more about the whole experience and what they'll get from it. So an even deeper connection because they get to have input in the song, whereas the first one they don't. The third one they do, you know, they get to have input into this special song and they can say, hey, I'm a songwriter. Even if they've never, you know what I mean? They get to be a songwriter. So you see how, like, cool, like, that's even more of a benefit. And you know, my grandparents and I, we are songwriters, and they get to brag about that. So I, you know, that's another incredible transformation that they might get in the third bucket.
Okay, great.
Which, that sounds like so much fun, right? So this is what, that sounds exciting. So this is the kind of excitement that when you're all creating your buckets, when you can be really specific, and when you're creating a transformation, the before and after picture, like that's how you want to feel that way. Like, oh, that sounds like really cool. I want to
do that. An infection.
I want to be a songwriter.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Good. Yeah. And maybe it's just those two buckets. You don't really need three buckets, but maybe by looking at the two extremes, you might find, okay, there might be a second option in there. And what's interesting in this creating your buckets process, and why I continually tell everybody it's a flow, it is a process, is that as you're out there and you're meeting people and you're talking to people and, you know, you're meeting your potential perfect customers, they might give you an idea like, you know, I really need this. And then you'd be like, oh, and then all of a sudden more people keep asking for it or just that one person. And you're like, that absolutely is a brilliant idea. That needs to be one of my buckets. And that needs to be something that I offer, right? So our people that we work with over time will also inform us of what they need, which is also in the interview, the perfect customer interview that I told you all about in our first hot seat class, where that's also where you, when you ask, you know, well, what do you need to be successful? You'll get some ideas for your buckets too, if you're sort of stuck, like what might people actually want? So just know that you can just have the two buckets. You don't even need three. You don't even need to offer three. But you may find as you say, look, I have this package one and package two. And then they'll say, well, I would really love this. And you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. But you also have the option to say no. I don't offer that.
Okay.
Awesome. Any other questions?
No, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right, so there's lots of you on the call. It's star 2 to raise your hand, and I'm going to wait here for a few more minutes because I know somebody else out there has a question, so star 2 if you have one. But I want to just remind you that like I just said, this is a process. This is using all of the tools, just the information that you got from Send Out and Get Paid Like a Rockstar, and then the interview. And then remember that as you're out there and you're working with people and you're meeting people, it's going to flow and change even your buckets potentially. Or what's really awesome, and this is why we are encouraging you and why we offered you the bonus of the strategy session selling on Friday, because we want you out there selling right now. Like, we want you making offers, getting more clients, because as you do that, the more that you have, it's going to allow you to see, are you on the right track? You know, you might get confirmation as you work with more people that the three buckets you have, the three packages, are perfect, brilliant. You don't even need to, nobody's asking or wanting for more. And you're finding that this is actually an incredible process and it's perfect. But if you're just starting out and you have doubt, then you just go for it. We go for good enough. You work with people, and that's the only thing that's going to help you. We can only do so much of this in our head and so much of this with each other and getting feedback and all that, it really does come down to, you know, and I want to challenge you to do this after you listen to your bonus call on Friday. I want you to challenge you to get out there and start right away and bringing in more customers and more clients so that you can bring all of this out into the world, into the marketplace, because that's really going to be the best place to tweak and to hone. All right, so I have another question on Skype, and I don't know if you just are on Skype. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Bethany, hi. This is Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth. Great to hear you.
Good. Yeah, I have just like a basic question. I hope it's hasn't already been addressed, but I have the content for my course, and at this point, I don't know very much about doing web design. Would you recommend that I hire someone, or do you have some site that could help me do a professional-looking one? How would you? Mm-hmm. Where would you go with the content after that point?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a great question. Perfect question, right? So we're developing all this incredible content, these awesome questions, and you know, we're getting in the head of our perfect customer as we're doing all this work, and now it's time to let them know we know what you're thinking. And by the way, check out my website, because you're going to see that I know exactly who you are and I have exactly what you need. And what I would say is it depends on where you are in your business. Mm-hmm. And, of course, how much capital and money you have to spend, right?
Right.
What I recommend is, I think it's, let's see, you can, when I did my very first website, I did it, it's great to use the WordPress themes, right, which I didn't know what that meant. Or, you know, uh-huh. But most websites you see are WordPress themes, and I didn't know how to get a theme. So I actually hired somebody to create my theme for me, to explain to me what a theme was, which is like the background and what it can do for you and all of that. So I had somebody explain to me what that was. They did that, but then I still built in the content.
And they
gave me a basic understanding of how to add the information, how to, you know, how can I write, how can I blog, you know, because as we're creating our content, your website nowadays has got to have a blog where you can post your videos and you can post your content. It's how you put yourself out there as an expert. It's how you, you know, going to get your fans connected to you, looking forward to you and communicating with you and seeing what you have to offer and how awesome you are. So I wanted to do a lot of that on my own, and I have to hire somebody every single time I did a blog to stick it up there at that point, you know what I mean, because it was just expense I didn't need at the moment. So you can hire them that way, you know, and just have them do the basic piece while you are able to add photos, make changes, and all of that. And then, of course, you can hire someone to do the website for you. And what I would say to that is that there are some places you can go. Elance is a great site. There's another one I just found out about. So Elance, what they do is if you haven't been there, you can post, like, here's what I need. You can write a question, here's what I need, and then a bunch of folks will be like, hey, I can help you with that. And you can interview them and see who their credentials are up there. There's references up there. They have to let you, I believe, see your they have to connect with you so that you can see, like, when they're working on your stuff so that you know that they're not just kicking off and that kind of thing. Yeah. So Elance is a great resource for that. But I would say, here's what I want. I'd like to, if you can do it, I would have somebody else do it. Again, if you like the control of putting up the blog post, which I did, and you don't need a web person. Once it's made, you need a web person, right? But otherwise, you get an assistant who can put up your blogs and do all that stuff for you, which is a really awesome place to be in. You can get an intern to do that for you. There's lots of ways that we can delegate. But what I would say is if that's not your brilliance, that's not your expertise, delegate as much of that as you can. It's really a good big business practice because it frees you to now put your gift out there. It frees you to take all this information and take that strategy session selling call that you're going to get on Friday, and it frees you to go out there and get clients and do whatever you do. So that you can bring in the money, right? You want to think of, I like to you can put up your tasks, what needs to be done. There's the ones that are really going to further you and make money for you. That's getting talks, that's getting out there, that's going networking, meeting people, right? Those are the pieces. It's doing strategy sessions. Those are the things that are going to make you money, right?
Yeah.
Building
right.
your website will eventually, you know, building your content, writing your blogs, making your videos, all the stuff that you do on your own right now. You're going to make your own videos. You want people to see you. You want people to fall
right.
in love with you, right? So all of that needs to be done by you. So then there's the website. There's, you know, maybe someone putting the blog up for you that you've written. There's the, you know, buying your ink for your printers and you know, setting up interviews for you and things like that, right? So there's those finding places for you to talk. Maybe that can be delegated to an assistant or somebody, a web person. But you want to really look at what needs to be done to further your business and what are the main money-making activities that only you can do, and then that's where you spend most of your time because that's what's going to build your business and bring in the money. The rest of it, you delegate it as much as you can. Some of it you can't initially, and that's totally fine. But that's why I want you to start looking at it in that way. Start, and this goes for obviously all of us here, and start, what's your process? How do you want things done? How do you do things? How long does it take you to do things? Just start being conscious of that, your own little timesheet, so that you know when you hire someone and you delegate it out, you have a sense of how long it might take. You have a sense of what you need done, of the process that you did that you could teach somebody that they can now do for you, as you start delegating more and more as you get bigger.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My yeah. pleasure.
Thanks
so.
Thank
okay. Mary Beth.
Thanks so much.
my pleasure. And I know Mary Beth and I just muted you, but that was way more than you asked for. But I like to take the opportunity to show all of you the much bigger view. Where you, you know, where do I get? How do I get a web designer? Should I even do that? And then where does that take you when you start delegating that kind of thing? What and how can I build my business in a solid way with great practices? And that's just one way that you want to do it. All right. So I have another question here. So 646 is the area code, and you're unmuted.
Hi, Bethany. It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Great to hear you again.
Good to speak to you again. I am actually having some difficulty with my buckets.
Okay, sure.
And I think it stems from the fact that, at least when I look at it, my process of working with artists to create prints is so
yes.
customized that it's really hard to put together, say, a package to offer to artists at different package levels.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's see. So this is how I like to do it. I like to ask some questions, and we'll see where we get.
Okay.
So it's customized because artists are at different levels. Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're
like
they're at different levels, maybe budget-wise, but they also
mm-hmm.
have different ideas, and it's their ideas that dictate where the project goes as far as the technique and the media and how elaborate that gets, and that also dictates pricing for them. So it's hard to put together a package that's, you know, you get X, Y, and Z for this amount. You get X, Y, Z, and double Z for this amount.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So then, let's see, are some processes that you do more expensive, time intensive than others?
Definitely.
So is there a way to break it up in that way where the top package is, you know, you get that most expensive thing? You know, and I've seen folks who do some kind of work like you have also a range too, right? So it may not be like it's $5,000 period. It could also be a range as well.
Right.
Right. So can it be broken up that way, or can it be broken up in, so let's see. So what else? Let's brainstorm some other ways that it could be sort of separated out. So maybe by artist's levels potentially, you know, or the amount of exposure that they want. And if, and just, you know, as I'm saying stuff, just be like, I'm not sure what that would look like, or nope.
I guess when I've put together a list of some of the components of my process, just to have a starting base, I've wondered if having the pricing as packages in my buckets even works, or if I should be more focusing on the different sectors as my different buckets. Like maybe one bucket includes just the artists who are working directly with me to create their projects. Then maybe the next bucket is institutions, like arts institutions and museums that are commissioning the work for the artists, and I'm doing the actual production. And then maybe the third bucket is work that I'm publishing for the artists, so there's very little out-of-pocket expense to them, but we sell the work jointly, so when the work is sold, that's when I'm getting paid as well as they're making money off the work.
That sounds sort of awesome. Absolutely.
Well, I feel like that's sort of a compromise in, like, an artist whose work I'm really interested in. I like working with them, but maybe they don't have the finances to just full-on publish their own project. It could be a good compromise.
Right. I think I love the way you separated those three out. So, and again, this is, so you feel it out, you play with it, you see how it works, and have, you know, like, so it's interesting because, and then what also might happen, all right, so let me, with the third one, it sounds like the least expensive one, but it sounds like the one that would be, by application only is what it sounds like, the third one, because you have to like their work and what they're doing, it sounds like, right?
Right.
So that's interesting. That's really funny. And you could, that could be, you know, by application only, you know, if that was one of your, you know, because I'm not just taking everybody, even though typically the application only would be for the more expensive ones, which is really funny, which is the more investment. But maybe there's more potential for you to make money in those, maybe. I'm not sure. But I think that's a great way to do it. And then maybe, so maybe it sounds like within each, you have the different sectors, the institutions and museums, or excuse me, you have the institutions and museums, the work that you're publishing. And then, it was a different sector, right? I don't remember what that one was.
And the first one was just the artists publishing their own project.
Oh, okay. Whoops, I missed that one. Okay, artists publishing their own. I was like, what does different sectors mean? Okay, I wrote my note and I forgot what it meant. Okay, so artists publishing their own, institutions and museums, and then work that you're publishing. So that sounds like great. Now what it sounds like to me is that under each of those may be some breakdowns of price underneath each of those. There might be some packages. So it sounds like you might have, you know, if an institution or museum is going to come to you, you might have a couple packages for them potentially.
Okay.
Does that seem like it might be a possibility?
Maybe. I still have a little difficulty because it's hard to say for X number of dollars, this package includes 100 prints. I have to think about the size of the prints. I have to think about what technique goes into the prints to, like, make that fit into that price point. So there's a lot of permutations.
Sure.
Fit into a particular price point.
Okay. So, and that's fine. That's okay. However,
and this is my struggle in defining all of this.
Right. Okay. That's okay. So it might take a little bit of time, right? So I think starting off with these three different, at least these three different buckets that you've just put here is a great start. And then when you, which one would be the most expensive one out of this? I mean, I guess it could vary, but I'm assuming, or most, where, not the most expensive, but where are you going to get the most bang for your buck? Where's most of the money going to come in for you?
Usually the first group, the artist projects.
Okay.
But sometimes, sometimes the institution museum projects also, they tend to be very similar price-wise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I bet you that if you look into, now looking at it in this way, with the different sectors that you have, and then you look, you know, I just imagine you have, like, on a page, the artists publishing their own, institutions and museums, and then work that you're publishing, and you sort of look down, yeah, there is going to be, I mean, basically, like you're saying, depending on the size, depending on the print, depending on how many they want, it's going to be a different price. But it does sound like there are some, you're conscious of how much it's going to be. You have some understanding of where the, you need to take them when you're talking to them on the phone. So part of creating your buckets is so that, and it's not so that you can have like a set price somewhere that, you know, on your website, because I would actually recommend not having prices on your website. But part of having the buckets is to get to the transformation. What are they going to get from it? So the institutions and museums is sort of, that's like, they're kind of like on the side, right? Whereas you have artists publishing their own or work that you're publishing with them. So what's the two bonuses of that? What are the benefits of that as you're talking to them, as you're making the recommendation? And having, what I want you to definitely do is, what are some price ranges? Is knowing that, is knowing, is looking at the value of what they're getting from you and doing some price work in that way. So not only like hours and materials, but what's the value? And I want you, when you talk about these packages with them or you talk about what you can do with them, I want you to get beyond, so even if it means you still customize the price, I want you to get beyond talking about it, well, it's 100 prints and it's going to be this and it's going to be this. I want you to talk about this in the way that gets them to that transformation. Well, in order to have the most impact, in order to outreach and really get your work out there to, you know, you said you have a goal of getting it out to, you know, 500,000 people. Well, in order to have the biggest impact, I'm going to recommend this. And it includes this, this, and this, this. Do you see how I'm talking about it differently?
Yeah, no, I think this is a really good direction for me because I'm writing down things like impact and transcend and value.
Exactly, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So that's what's going to, so our intention of doing this is because what I don't want to happen is I don't want you to have to, we don't want you to go, why we force you all to do this is number one, to see the transformation, to see bigger than that step-by-step. We make you do the process so you know your process, so you know what you're doing and that you're actually taking people through a transformation, right? So we have you do that. But when you're talking, and you'll see that in the strategy session selling, but when you're talking them through, you want to focus on, again, the transcendent, the transformation piece of it, so that's where more money comes in, and that's the truth. But they do not see it on their own. You have got, it is up to us to show them that, listen, you said here's what you want. You know, you want to have a bigger impact. You want that. So here's what I recommend in order to have this incredible impact, in order to reach, you know, with this strategy, you could reach 500,000 people. Absolutely. Your artwork could be in the homes of 500,000 people. You could be blah, 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 talked about in this magazine. You could be, you know, in every dentist office all over America. You could be, because look at this, look how calming it makes you feel, whatever, I don't know, right? So you're right. Talking about it in such a different way, getting to that transformation piece, you can now ask them to invest more than just if you said to them, great, that's 100 prints, and it's 8x10, and you're going to have this frame, and you're going to have that, which is, granted, how people talk about this stuff all the time, I think, but when you can, especially if you're talking to an artist, you want to connect with them on that artist level, on that level of that transformation, which they understand that language very well, and you want to connect with that. So even if it's still customizing the prices, another reason why we also make you do that is that you see the transformation so that you don't just say, well, okay, it's 100 prints, it's 8x10, it's just this, and I want to make a little profit on that, so this is what I'm going to ask. No, you're selling them a transformation. You're giving them a new strategy. You're giving them a whole other way to get their work out there. You're developing a strategy with them that they may not have thought of. That's your brilliance. And that brilliance has a value to it. more than the dollars for hours for creating, you know, frames and printing and doing that, more than that brilliance, right? You've got that brilliance,
right,
to craft, and your brilliance of making them an offer of something and putting together a package of a delivery for them that they may not have thought of, or that they didn't think was possible, or they didn't even realize what impact it could have. It's your job to show them and be that container for them. And that's where a lot of the value comes in as well. So that's another reason why we forced you to go through this horrible Bucket Your Brilliance process, which is so challenging. But we force you to do it because we want you to really see the value of what you offer. And when it's more than dollars for hours, the value, that's when we can start communicating that value. And once you communicate that value in a totally different way, you change the conversation, the investment automatically goes up. Okay.
I think I've got it.
Awesome. Great job. Thank you for raising your hand, because it's challenging, and that's why, you know, I just asking questions and saying, well, how else can we do it? How else can we do it? And this is a way you can talk your way through it, or get a partner and be like, look, help me see this in a different way. And it's amazing what comes up. So I can't wait to hear how you take this further.
I'm back to the drawing board.
All right, my friend. Stick to it.
Thanks,
Jennifer.
Stephanie.
Great work. Okay. Awesome job. And again, this is challenging work, and we know it's challenging. We know sometimes it's, you know, the sweat's dripping off you, and it's so hard. And that's why we create this space, so that you can ask questions on these hot seats, and so that you can get, you know, allow us to push you over that hump so that you can really get this work done. Because we know, as well as you probably understand, which is why you're here, that put to your own devices, you're going to do what you love, which is, you know, either teach or coach or create prints, and you know, you're doing the work that you love, you're painting, whatever it is, you're consulting, and that's the work that you love. And this marketing and this other sales piece, these pieces of it, it's really challenging, and it pushes you to your limits, and we totally get that. So just want to give you a big fat round of applause for that. All right, so I'm going to take this next one. 914 is the area code, and you are unmuted.
Hi, this is Ingrid. How are you, Bethany?
I'm great, Ingrid. How are you?
Good.
Awesome.
So I just have, I have a quick question. As I've gone through finding out who my ideal customer is, and I realized that I'm really targeting a woman who is in her 50s, who, you know, has, you know, is going through that part of her life where, you know, the children are gone, you know, her body is changing. And so now that I have this as my ideal customer, and these are primarily who my customers are, although I do work with some men, and I do work with some younger people, but this is, you know, primarily who my customer is. And as I have really seen this from doing this process, now I feel like, okay, I need then to go back and rewrite all the pages on my website and, you know, all of, you know, my, you know, because I have buckets, but I've never really pointed it at this person. So then that's the idea. Then the idea is, you know, it's not going to happen in a day, because, you know, it takes a lot of time to rewrite everything. But ideally, then that is the idea, to go back and point all of my website and my programs and, you know, everything I do to this person.
What happens is, when you can really see in your mind who your perfect customer is, and you can visualize them, your language, the marketing language, but how you talk about what you do, how you talk to them, and I suggest that, you know, as I say, like, see when I take you to the before and after picture, really seeing them as a movie in your head, and you can even picture somebody that you know that you're already working with. And you start to talk to that one person. When you start to talk to that one person, your language becomes more precise. It becomes more, it pops, because you're more specific. You can literally talk about the specific issues that a 50-year-old woman has, someone in her 50s, again, way differently than you're going to talk about a 25-year-old. Even if they had weight issues, they both ate the same, you know, crappy diet, neither one of them exercised, whatever, or they're all struggling and they want to exercise, they want to change their life, you're going to talk to those two different people in a, you can talk to them the same, and it's going to be more general, your language. But if you look at, now you zoom in on both of those folks, and you see the 25-year-old and you see the 50-year-old woman, you will have a completely different conversation with both of those. You may teach similar things, but your conversation, how you get them on board, the problems they're having, the struggles they have are going to be different. And that's the magic behind this and why we push to figure out who your perfect customer is, because and if you, you know, again, it's a process, and, you know, again, you just said, well, I used to do it this way, and now I really see this is who it is, and that's the process, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time to switch things over, and that's totally okay, you know, but you start talking right now, you start sending emails and your newsletter, and you start talking, making blog posts and doing videos right now based on exactly who you're talking to. And you'll start to see how it feels better, how people will feel more connected to you. They're going to be like, wow, Ingrid, you hear me, you know me, because you're going to start talking more specific. And that's when the language really pops. That's when they feel like they're in your head, you're in their head, which is exactly where we want to be.
Right, and then just be as calm as I can possibly be and not freaking out like I have to rewrite everything.
Yeah, it is. You take a deep breath and you say, that's okay. You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm committed to this. I'm going to rewrite it, and I'm going to look at my perfect customer. And it might actually be easier because you've got, instead of, you know, when we first do this, we're sort of grasping at straws and saying, well, I think this is what, you know, they might like to hear, and I think this is what it will sound like, and it's, you know, it's fine. But now you can take what you have, and you can just say, okay, with this person in mind, I can see them clearly. What would I say? And maybe you just talk at first. You know, I don't know if you're mm-hmm. if you're more of a talker than a writer, but maybe you know you grab your whatever, some kind of, I'm sure you got some kind of phone recording device nowadays. Everybody, most people do. You press record and you talk into it. Well, what would I say to this person in this, you know, about me section? What would I say to them about this transformation? What do I say to them? You know, what's in their head right now? What are the questions that are in their mind right now, and how would I respond to those questions? What do I really want them to know? And you just start talking through some of this with some of the work that we've done, and then mm-hmm. it'll start to flow for you, and then, yeah, and then you take the time, you commit. That's where we pull in our third chakra stuff. We pull in that willpower that we have, and we say, you know what, I'm committed, I'm going for it, because I want them to hear me, and I want to pull them in, and that's how you're going to do it. So you've already done all of this work, so now take that next leap, that next step, and really put it into action and let them know that you know. And that's where, if you do this work, they're going to come to you because they're going to say, wow, she knows exactly who I am, and she feels me, she gets me. And that's all people want. They want to know that you get them. They want to know you can
right.
help them. They want to know you can get that you get them. They want to be heard. So let them know that you hear them.
Okay, yeah, and just, you know, start with, like, the landing site of my webpage and then go on
yeah.
from there to expand, you know, into my programs, you know, so that, you know, my buckets, you know, really talk to that person and just, you know, do it one step at a time.
Do it one step at a time. And, you know, your buckets to you may just change the name of your buckets. The transformation might be similar, but the
yeah.
transformation words will change. The words of the transformation will change, but how you do what you do may not even change. So it's like, well, what are some cool things for the first, second, and third package, the buckets of that a 50-year-old would relate to? You know, the kids
right.
are gone, and, you know, like you mentioned that, and so play with that. So have fun with that. What might be some cool ways to name those packages based on the words that they use and their struggles right now in this moment?
And
so, yes, take a deep breath, step by step.
Yeah. And in terms of my buckets, what I offer is nutritional coaching as well as using EFT for people to help them with their resistance and, you know, their body image and things like that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I really love using EFT in my nutritional coaching because it, you know, it gives everyone such a fabulous tool to use.
Mm-hmm.
So in my buckets, when I write the, you know, like the different parts that, you know, we go through for each, you know, each sort of each session, write, you know, the nutritional stuff and the EFT, what we, you know, what we do EFT-wise in that particular module, so to speak, so that they have
each,
a clear understanding.
So each bucket, you're going to put the sort of two kinds of language in there. Because people, when you talk to them on the phone, when they're buying a package, they are going to want to know some of that. Is it an hour-long session?
Right.
You know, what are you going to do in these sessions, right? So people do want to know that. You need to know that for yourself, what, you know, basically what's going to happen. And, you know, this is for anyone, nobody, you all don't need to know exactly, you know, because you can say, look, we'll do some EFT, you know, we're in a, you know, we'll start off with this piece of the nutritional coaching, and you know, if you just do the first package, it's, you know, we'll take you through what's in your cupboard, what, you know, what can you start eating for lunch? Obviously, I don't know what you do, I'm making it up. And, you know, we'll start with this basic tapping round, or this, you know, and we'll go through, you know, just doing your cravings, right? That's in the first. In the second one, but then in that first one, so that's like the step-by-step process piece. So, yeah, you need to know some of that, and you want some transformational, right? So, and in the first one, you're going to stop, you know, I'm going to show you how to stop cravings so that you will start to begin to incorporate healthier foods, because then you'll have much more energy and you'll start to, you know, you'll already start to notice that you'll feel better, you know, blah, blah, blah. The second one, and then the third one, you know, the whole shebang, you know, it's like, so, yes, I'm going to take you through EFT, but we're not only are we going to tap on cravings, but I'm going to show you how to, you know, begin to do some tapping so that you get to the emotional reasons of, you know, where the, you know, where the food cravings and stuff are coming from, and we're going to go so deep with that. You're also going to have this incredible nutritional plan, blah, 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 you know, more time with Ingrid, of course, right? And then they will have, and then the transformational piece. So in the third package, this becomes a lifestyle change. You know, gone are the yo-yo where you have to go to the mall and buy, you know, three different size clothes. Like, this is for life. This is what allows you to feel so good and so proud of yourself, and you start to, you know, really feel the energy moving through your body. You love, you begin to love to be out with people again. You love to go to family events. You love to actually shop for clothes. Like, this becomes fun for you now. You love to prance around in your favorite outfit. I don't know why I'm on a clothes kick today, but, right? So you start to get to the transformational pieces of it.
Right. And put that in as well as, yes, we're going to do this.
The processy
and,
stuff.
Know, right,
exactly,
and the transformational part, yes.
Exactly. We want both kinds of language because they're going to want to know the other one, but what ends up happening is most people do 90% or 100% of all the process stuff. You know, you're going to do EFT, you're going to do this, and this, which is cool, which is, you know, I mean, because EFT is exciting, and, you know, especially if you're like, look, we're going to do tapping on cravings, that's cool. That can go in either category because it's kind of exciting. But, you know, 90 minutes, it's this, it's that, it's that. Everybody forgets the transformational piece, and that's what sells people, that they need to see that you can take them to this incredible place. Remember, they're hurting, so they need to see that you can take them to that place of hope, that place of, you know, of that transformation, that after picture, so that's got to be in there. So great work,
right,
lady.
Good. Okay. No, this is, I feel like I've discovered a whole new customer, even though they've always been my customer. It's like,
I know, my God, now brilliant.
I know who they are.
It's so brilliant, and that's what this process does. I'm so happy for you because sometimes they are right under our nose, and we're struggling to figure out who it is, and it's typically us. It's typically a reflection of us, so sometimes it's hard to, even harder to see, and that's brilliant, and I'm so happy that you said that, and I'm so happy for you because once we finally know who they are, it just makes everything that we do so much easier. And I'm telling you, the language just gets more crisp. It becomes more fun because when we ask you to do these things, like create your buckets and you know, make these videos and blog posts, like you, when you're talking to that woman, you know exactly what you can blog about. All of a sudden, you know, instead of, cripes, what am I going to blog about today? It becomes, wow, what are these millions of
thing that I know that I could talk about right now about this 50-year-old woman who I know and love and adore. Where I have like 50 things that I could blog about. Which one am I going to pick? You know? So it just becomes a lot easier to do that once you know who they are. So I'm so psyched that you saw them and they were right there waiting for you, Ingrid, waiting for you.
Well, and I was always so afraid to say, okay, this is my customer. But now I can see the power in it. Yeah, and it's like,
absolutely.
Oh, it's a whole new world to me.
Yay!
Okay, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Ingrid. Thank you. That was awesome. All right, great. So, yeah, so to hear Ingrid's words and how incredibly powerful it is to stick with it, even though it's hard, and go for something. And I want to 100% remind you that what's so brilliant about this process is that, you know, as you heard Ingrid say, she's focusing on women in their 50s. Just because that's who she focuses on does not mean that she's not going to get younger women. It doesn't mean she's not going to get men. It doesn't mean that at all. Because the savvier man, the younger woman, the younger man, whatever, who has issues is going to resonate with her message. They're going to see even and feel, because now we're talking energy here, right? We're going a little woo-woo. But it's true. They're going to see beyond the words, and they're going to get to that transformation piece, and they're going to say, I resonate with her. And some might say, hey, you know, you're talking about women here. Do you work with men? Because I like what you're saying here. I want to work with you. That's absolutely what's going to happen. It absolutely will happen. All right? I've seen it a zillion times. And I was just talking to, I think it was Kathy, right? And sorry, Kathy, I'm going to use you. And, you know, we were just talking because Kathy works with women who have gone through cancer. And what she's discovering is that even though that's her message, that's what she's talking about, she's finding that there are other folks out there with similar kinds of issues, but not cancer, but similar, but the emotional piece is the same. They're resonating with that piece of what she's talking about, and they're saying, hey, I want to work with you. Even though they may or may not have cancer. And then that ends up, now it's your choice as a coach or as the person, the consultant, that you can choose to work with these folks or not. But they're going to resonate with your message. They're going to resonate with who you are, with the emotion that's behind what you're saying, with the process that you bring people to. And so have faith that even though we're asking you to get more focused and to call them out, that you will get exactly who resonates with that message. And it will surprise you that, yes, there will be men. Yes, there will be people with, you know, these other issues or whatever. It really, but what happens is when we are more general, we think we're casting a wider net. But what's actually happening is our message is watered down, and so there's less customers, there's less clients because the message is more watered down. When you can be more focused and say, well, I'm just, this is really who I love to work with, and this is where I'm going to go for it. And again, it's where you are in your process for right now. So when you can say that and your message becomes way more clear and more exciting and more pointed right to them, they get to self-select and say, wow. And you just become more dynamic and more charismatic just because you've got someone that you're talking to, your language is just more specific. Pretty awesome. Alrighty. So this is going to be our last question. Hello from Virginia. I have unmuted you.
Oh, hi. Hi, Bethany. It's Corey.
Hey, Corey.
So I was going to, I had a question about my buckets, and then I realized, holy cow, I already went through this with Bethany. Hello. And so, where I'm stuck at is what you were talking about, how we can go on in our heads about, you know, our perfect customer and whatnot. And I feel like that's what I've been doing. And so now here's what I'm wanting to do, because I really want my the rubber to meet the road for me at this time. Yes. And so rather than focusing on, of course, I'm going to, I plan to do my video so that they're there and all, but
yep.
I've designed my talk with Margaret, and I've, you know, done my buckets. I have a pretty good idea of my three buckets, as an intro, you know, thing. And so here's what I'm wanting to do. So in terms of getting at my customer and honing my message and my all that stuff, what I'm wanting to do is now getting at my perfect customer, like physically, you know, face-to-face with them, right? And so all the things I've tried, you know, I was going to, you know, the military was going to have me talk, and that's been postponed, blah, blah, blah. So I've made a flyer with my picture on it, and, you know, the first part of it is me. And then I want to go to the Starbucks and the hospital and, you know, the USO on base and give and put this up. And I put an event, Bright event, so and I've got the website for it so people can go and sign up for the four sessions I have for the next, for four Tuesdays in October. And so, you know, and if I just get, you know, three people, and then I'll talk, if I just get three people per week, so I can just run through, you know, here are the pain points, here's what we're going to do, here's what it looks like after. You know, is that going to give me a head start? I mean, so, and that I feel will get me, like, out of this head thing. And, I mean, just doing that got me words for my Eventbrite, what I do, what I, you know, and just kind of got me going. And then once I get that going, I'll have the words from them, you know, that I can do my blogs, my videos, whatever. Because right now I'm just, like, in my head stuck.
I think that's a brilliant idea. And so you're thinking about doing like, so what is it, every Tuesday or something like that, you've got, you're just going to be there and you're going to be there and teaching and meeting with them or doing something, right?
Exactly. And it's really, I build it as a free EFT tapping workshop. And I'm doing it as seen on TV on Dr. Oz with the Tapping Solution book.
Awesome.
And I'm giving a, I'm giving away a book and a DVD. If you bring a friend, to two of them, you'll get a book. If you bring four friends to, you know, however, you will get the DVD.
Brilliant.
And
so,
awesome.
Great. I love it. Those are incredible strategies. You are so savvy and so unbelievable. So I want you to make sure that during that workshop that you devise your talk, and if you do the EFT, like all of that is going to be designed to now take them to where you want to go, right? So they're going to get incredible value from you. They're going to get some EFT. They're going to get all of that. And then you're going to talk up, look, here's what I've seen. This, you know, this is for you if, you know, you have something that you want to get out there and this career and this and that, whatever. So you want to talk to them about what you do and give your talk at this as well. And maybe, or maybe it's like a four, maybe you develop like a four-part series, but always going back to the work that you do, always going back to the clients that you're looking to coach, always going back to getting people into strategy sessions, like if you want to take the talk deeper, so always going back to that. And, you know, maybe it's for a couple of weeks, and I know it's free. And, you know, getting it, again, maybe, so maybe you can take them into, you know, you're probably ready for groups already. If you can get, you know, if you can just do this free thing with the purpose of getting, of putting people into like a, like a 10-week deep dive course or something. Where so use this as a way to catch your perfect customer and sort of see where they are and where they're hanging out and use these as who else do you know that would benefit from this conversation? Who else do you know, is tired of playing second fiddle, is ready, like this is the time to put their career forward. Who do you know is ready for that? Do you know, do you meet with these women? Do you know where they are? I would love to go speak at their next meeting or their next group. So use this also as a space to ask them where else they're meeting. But then, but you can also offer a strategy session to, again, who comes up as your perfect client. And just, you know, say you're going to do a, you know, maybe it's a 5-week. Maybe it's a, maybe the next one, you know, and invite them to a 5-week, but it's paid. And here's why. Here's where you're going to take them. This is how deep you're going to go. This is what they're going to get. You start giving them some of that transformational language. So you can sort of let them know. But I think you're right. To, yeah, you're right to get yourself out there and just do something. And like you said, I know you have a talk to the military, but I would also use these, like I said, to find out where else they're hiding. Because I know these women meet, I know that they get together, and maybe, you know, maybe there's other meetup groups, maybe there's, maybe it's a bunch of women that get together in their homes for, you know, once a week or something, and can you crash that party?
Yes.
Right? So so it doesn't matter really at this point where you go, but just doing something to find out where they are and kind of pull them out and where are they hanging out and what are they going to is perfect. So and then I would use this as an opportunity to ask them, so where are more people like you? can you get a group? And then I love your thing, bring a friend, they get this, you know, you have the free, I've seen on TV, perfect, totally awesome, love it.
Okay, perfect, yay, thank you.
Yep, my pleasure.
I even put my picture on it.
What? Well, you know, they say that's a great idea because it really is an energy draw. It's just a random flyer, but now they get to resonate and see you and see your pretty face and your smile and be like, you know what? You know, and it starts that rapport already right there in the beginning. So I think that's brilliant.
I'm going to run off and put them up then right now.
All right. You go, girl. I can't wait to hear how it goes. That's awesome.
I know. I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Corey. That was awesome. So hopefully you're all taking notes on that because that was a brilliant strategy by another one of our rock stars, Corey, who, you know, to get yourself out there and to get this, again, out of your head to be, you know, again, we always say find some people, do some talks, do some free talks at the library, do some free talks around here. In Massachusetts, we have like Whole Foods or, which I don't know if they're all over the place, but places where your people might meet, where they do talks, maybe some places that have books, YMCAs, people that sell books, that would be a bookstore. And then talking to your friends, you know, where do your friends gather, business meetings, business groups, you know, again, using your resources for people. Like, look, I have created this incredible talk. I have this incredible you know, here's what I talk about and give the transformation. Why is it so exciting? I'm totally psyched about it. Do you know anyone who would love to hear from me? You know, I need a group of like five people. I've done that. I used to go to some woman's house who I met like randomly through one of my strategy sessions. She got a group of her friends in her neighborhood together, and I would go over there and do some classes. And I met them and got them in for some one-on-one strategy as well. So, you know, so some one-on-one work as well. So use the people that you know as far as where can you go and do talks, where can you be seen so that you can practice, get this out of your head, and then start to get the energy out there. And the more you start to get the energy out there, the more you'll find people saying, hey, why don't you come talk here? Why don't you come talk there? And you start to be seen as this expert, and then it just flows from there. Okay, and then you'll see how all that gets put together with the strategy session selling that you have on Friday, which is going to be at 11 Eastern. So awesome, incredible, incredible hot seats, incredible questions. Thank you for being so brave and courageous and saying, yep, I'm going to ask. I know sometimes it's hard. I also have a really hard time with that, if you can believe that, since I really stopped talking ever. But I know how challenging it is to raise your hand. But I'm psyched that you did because, remember, you're benefiting everybody on this call, not just yourself. You're not the only one with that, you know, question or situation. So I love working with you guys. You're incredible. Keep up the great work. Remember, you have my call on Friday, the strategy session selling. You've got our next hot seat next Wednesday at 11, and then you'll have your call with Margaret, this incredible charisma, tapping for your charisma. The week of October 4th. All right, so we will see you soon. Keep up the great work. And your challenge for this week is to get your buckets, you know, good enough and start working on your talk. I want you to start getting some kind of talk together. That's module 4. Look at module 5. Get your talk together because I would love to answer questions next week about any talk stuff that might come up for you, because I would love for you to go away with this and be prepared and ready to go out there and just do a talk for someone, and whether it's one person or, you know, 500, and start getting used to that, just to get, again, show yourself as this expert, to start bringing clients, to start learning, using the marketing that you just learned, and stand out and get paid like a rock star, to make a flyer, to put out an ad for this incredible talk that you're doing, and then start to really pull in your perfect customer and practice speaking like an expert, speaking like the incredible person that you are, and seeing what works and what doesn't, and getting it out of your head and getting it out there. All right? So I will talk to you all on Friday. So have a fantastic couple of days. All right. Okay, I just unmuted everybody. So bye, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Bethany.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
Bye,
Bethany.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
The conference is now completed.